We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy hump day. Ombliguito la semana. Halfway to the weekend. You got this. Keep going. All them haters, straight up just distractions. Don't even pay attention to them. Let's go.
That's right.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media, at 97.1 Amp Radio. Guys, yesterday was a good day. It was a good day yesterday, especially for all of us Dodger fans. This happened.
That's it. Knockout in 19. A seventh consecutive division title for the Dodgers.
Seventh time in a row.
Wow.
National League West Division champions. Can't celebrate too much because we got bigger goals.
You yeah, feel don't me? Jinx it.
And I don't even want to talk about it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So we're going to leave it at that. Let's go Dodgers. Another big thing for me yesterday, guys. My daughters had big milestones yesterday. So my daughter Ariela, who's going to be 3 years of age in December, had her first dance class yesterday. Ballet and tap dance. And what's super cute about it now is that when I got home yesterday, she only wants to walk around on her tippy toes. So this girl, she keeps us up. She's going to be dunking. Like, her calves are going to be so strong. She's going to be dunking by the age of, like, 6. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, babe, it's okay, Ariela. You can, like, come down. She's like, no. She just wants to be on her tippy toes the entire time.
She's going to do yoga because they're going to be really tight. She's got to stretch those out.
Exactly. And then Alani turned 6 months yesterday.
Aw, that's
so
crazy.
So, obviously, it was my wife's idea to get her, like, a little cupcake and celebrate half-year birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me growing up, me, mama, we didn't celebrate quarter years, half years, or nothing like that. Like, we got bundled in. It was like somebody else's birthday. It was close enough to May for me. Like, yeah, let's throw Edgar in there, too. Let's celebrate their birthday. Did your parents celebrate you like that, Chels? Like, that you remember, like, such details?
Definitely not. What I do remember, which is really special, I remember every birthday my mom would decorate our door. So, like,
aww,
we'd wake up and we'd open our bedroom door and it would be, like, have streamers and balloons. So that was a very special thing. But we definitely didn't celebrate half birthdays or quarter birthdays or anything like that.
That's cool. I like that idea. Yeah. We'll have to try that. Yeah. Also, it's very important today, family. We do want to take a moment. It is 9/11. And we want to take a moment to send our thoughts, prayers, and honor the victims and families affected by the 9/11 attacks that happened 18 years ago, along with our first responders that risked their lives with courage to save others. We just want you to know that we will never forget.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
The new iPhone 11 was announced yesterday. That's why your iPhone has been acting up lately. Mm-hmm. I used to not believe that. But it's real, man.
No, it is so very real.
And did you notice that they just launched a software update, I don't know, like last week?
Yeah, and I did it, and it was the worst decision I've ever made.
Ever?
Like, literally.
In your life, Chelsea.
Well, I'm just saying that my phone is acting up worse than ever right now.
There's a conspiracy behind that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, here's some of the bigger takeaways for you. Just going to try to simplify it, all right? Biggest takeaway is that it has 3 camera lenses. And I didn't realize this. I can't look at it for longer than 5 seconds, guys. The 3 holes. I didn't know this, and I looked it up. Why do I feel anxiety when I look at it? And apparently, I have trypophobia.
What?
Trypophobia, I'm not even joking right now, is the term used to describe those who have an irrational fear of clusters of small holes. So, oh my God, like, you see this image right here, Chelsea, where it's just a bunch of little tiny holes?
Yeah.
I can't see that for more than 3 seconds
really?
Right now. I will, like, it grosses me out. And
what does it make you think of? Like, are you...
I get anxious and it makes me clam up. it's wild. And I was looking on Twitter, it was trending, and a lot of people have this fear of small, tiny holes.
Wow.
3 of them.
That's interesting for many reasons.
Yes, we're not going to go there. But I'm good with those.
Yeah.
All right, anyways, here they are. It's a... Some people just got it. It's got a wide lens, which is basically like the normal backside lens that you normally have right now on your phone. Telephoto lens, that's new. It allows you to zoom in super deep. Huh. And an ultra wide lens that kind of gives you a view like the GoPro, like a super wide view. And they started hashtagging this, guys, the Slophie.
Oh, no.
It's not a selfie, but a Slophie.
Another one?
So the front-facing camera, right, the one that you would take a selfie with, can now take super slow-mo, high-quality video slash pictures of you. So people are doing Slophies of themselves. So get ready for the Slophie. It's going to be a thing. Also, the night mode is super dope now. Improved cinematic possibilities with the ultra-wide lens. And check it out. It's the highest quality video in smartphone history.
I feel like they always say that, though. Every time it's like the highest quality pictures, the highest quality video. And I feel like I don't know if I really noticed that much of a difference, right?
Yeah, interesting. Well, then there's also a bunch of apps that make your pictures look better.
Yeah, that's true.
That we all use. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be getting a new one, Chelsea?
Yes, because I need one so bad. I have this like blob on the side of my phone. I dropped it. I drop it every day. And it like destroyed the screen somehow, some way. So I need a new phone really bad
now. It's like this black blob that's slowly taking over your screen. I wonder if you just need to fix your screen though, Chels.
Maybe, but it's, like I said, it's been, ever since I did the update, it's not running correctly. So I feel like I need to get a new phone.
I would be able to still work with that. As long as like three little holes don't appear on my screen, I'm good to go. Just saying.
The Chelsea Report.
Alex Rodriguez, J-Lo's fiance, is giving us hints about their wedding. Obviously, we have so many questions. We want to know all about it. And the guest list is a big thing. It's going to be, you know, the biggest guest list there is.
Facts.
But this is really interesting. So he mentioned what they're going to do about their exes. Like, will their exes be invited to the wedding or won't they?
Okay.
Exes invited to wedding or ex-free zone?
I would say ex is invited to wedding. Yeah, all inclusive. Let everyone. Let everybody. The more, the merrier. The more, the merrier.
I love the audience. Oh.
I know.
Let me translate that.
Huh?
J-Lo is gonna invite Mark Anthony. Her ex-husband. That's it. He's not allowed to invite any exes.
Oh, true that.
I mean, the guest list would be too long. You would need a whole nother venue for Alex Rodriguez's exes to be invited.
Wait, how many times has he been married?
Well, I'm just saying, exes in general.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, I looked up A-Rod's exes, and there's literally a list of the top 16. They had to narrow it down to the top 16, like if it were like some college basketball tournament, including Madonna. Oh, I'm just going to go down a few. Bethany Frankel.
Whoa.
Those were a year apart.
Those are very different.
Kate Hudson. Ooh. Those were 2 years apart. Elaine Spotswood. Cameron Diaz.
Ooh.
Silicon Valley billionaire. Demi Moore?
Yeah, so none of them. None of them are going to be there, for sure.
Yeah, the list goes on and on and on.
He also said, I thought this was funny, the menu, and he said Ballpark Franks are going to be included as an appetizer, in honor of him, you know, being a former baseball player. And as far as who's going to cry harder at the ceremony, he said, you know, he's not a huge crier, but when it comes to his daughters and probably seeing his daughters involved in the ceremony, he said that for some reason always gets him choked up. And then he also said one big wedding clue is that it's going to be a long flight. So it looks like a destination wedding somewhere far away is in the future for them.
Sounds good, man. Super happy for them and the way that, you know, they've all been able to co-parent and so on and so forth. So good stuff.
Yesterday, Kim Kardashian proved she still has that Midas touch because, get this, her Skims shapewear collection raked in millions of dollars in just minutes after it went on sale. About $2 million, to be exact.
Wow.
It sold out immediately, and actually an hour before it even went on sale, the website crashed because there was too much traffic. And then here's just kind of some context. So in its first year on the market, Spanx, which would be her biggest competitor.
And that's the name of the brand, and also that's what is. I know those as Spanx, like what you use, right? So there's a brand named Spanx.
Yes.
Got it.
So
okay.
Spanx made $4 million in profits in its first year on the market. And Skims, Kim's collection, made half that amount in just minutes.
In minutes?
Minutes!
By the way, can we give her props for changing the name?
Yeah, because it was Kimono before.
Yeah, which and obviously, is a terrible name.
Yes, got a ton of backlash for it. So, yeah, she definitely listened to the people and realized it wasn't good to call it that. So
you can't hijack someone's culture.
Totally.
And call it Spanx. You feel me?
Even if you are a Kardashian.
Yeah.
That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up at 7 a.m., we're going to drop the top five most streamed songs here in L.A. And this is a We Can't Survive artist. Lizzo, truth hurts. You have an Amex card. Tickets are already on pre-sale right now. For everybody else, it's this Friday at 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster.com.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Good morning, still can't get over the fact that Billie Eilish, Lizzo, Taylor Swift, Camila Cabello, Becky G, Jonas Brothers will be all on the same stage the same night.
Wild.
We Can't Survive. If you have an Amex card, tickets are already on pre-sale right now. If you don't, tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Good morning. Edgar and Chelsea hanging out with you. Serious topic we got to get into right now. If you think vaping is safe for you, think again. We have a lung specialist and spokesperson for the American Lung Association, Dr. Rutland, in the building. Good morning, Dr. Rutland.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing this morning?
Also, we want to thank you because you cured Chelsea's Coachella cough that she's had for like crazy amount of months.
Mm-hmm.
It finally went away.
Yes, thank you again for that.
No problem anytime. It's part of my job. It's what I like to do.
It's real. It's real. Appreciate you being here. So, listen, this is real talk right here. Vaping has become like super popular in our culture. We see it everywhere. Teens are super drawn to it. It's been marketed as healthier than like cigarette smoking. Mm-hmm. That's the perception, especially targeting kids with like candy-like flavors.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
You're exactly right.
But now there's some like serious health concerns as the sixth person was just announced legit died from a mysterious lung illness linked to vaping.
Yeah.
And so tell us more about this. Why are they dying? How is it linked to vaping? And how many cases are out there right now of people dealing with this?
So over the last several months, year or so, there's been over 450 reported cases of this mysterious lung illness that's associated with vaping, which is crazy. And then the other thing is that we've had six confirmed deaths related to vaping. And when you think about vaping in general, you know, people want to know, you know, how are people dying or what's happening and what's going on? Essentially, what's happening is your lung becomes full of inflammation and inflammatory products. Mm. And so since your lung is a bunch of balloons stacked on top of one another, when those balloons are filled with inflammatory products, water, neutrophils, which are types of white blood cells, they can't do their job anymore. So these people are dying of respiratory failure, and it's scary. I've seen it personally, right? So in the hospital where I work, there's a young person who presented with respiratory failure, had inflammation on x-ray, inflammation on CAT scan. I go in the room and finally talk to this person, and I'm like, well, what's going on? Come to find out, they've been vaping, heavily vaping over the last month or so. They were in the intensive care unit.
Hold up. They started a month ago.
They didn't start a month ago.
Okay,
they increased their usage
a month prior. Okay.
So when they increased their usage a month prior, I kind of knew. I was like, okay, listen to this. Okay, so this is what this is.
Mm-hmm.
This is obviously related to their vaping.
Right.
So you have to put them on a specific regimen. We don't know necessarily the protocol for treating it. There's no standard of care for treating it.
Because it's so new.
It's so new. But we all treat it the same way. Right, we want to keep someone as dry as possible, get rid of the extra fluid in their body, and try to calm down their inflammation with medicines like prednisone.
In regards to symptoms, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking about huge health concerns in regards to vaping, people actually dying linked to vaping, lung disease or some type of disease that they're getting. I was reading a story about a guy in Texas, and he got transferred to Baylor Hospital in Dallas, and he started off with vomiting and diarrhea. And then they linked it back to the fact that he'd been vaping heavily.
Right.
And that's when they had to transfer him to Baylor in Dallas. Is that a common symptom that you're hearing about?
Yeah, so that's interesting. So nausea is actually a common symptom. It's in about 60% of patients. So there was a recent publication published in a New England Journal looking at patients aged 14 to 30 in Illinois and Wisconsin. Nausea was up there. Shortness of breath, obviously, in 90% of the people. Cough was up there as well. And so GI symptoms were up there. So it is a common symptom that patients do report.
As the American Lung Association spokesperson, people right now are asking, should I stop vaping?
The answer is obviously yes, you should stop vaping anything, whether the product is THC, whether the product is an e-cig or an e-cig flavor. We know that you should stop vaping.
And that's just the thing. We were talking about it in studio. You don't really know what's in the liquid that's in these pens, right? Like,
yeah, you have no idea. The only thing we do know is that they all basically work the same, which is you have this liquid that's heated up by a hard metal that creates an aerosol that you inhale. So some of the product that you're actually inhaling is hard metal. And this is also proven in lots of publications.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Rutland. Appreciate you being with us. Definitely thought it was very important to talk about this because I know it's super popular right now in our culture, in our community, vaping, that is. So if you can, stop. Don't even mess with it. Don't even risk it.
Where
can our family follow you on Instagram, Dr. Rutland?
So you can follow me on Dr. J. Rutland on Instagram, Dr. J. Rutland, R-U-T-L-A-N-D. Or you can follow me on my YouTube channel, Medicine Deconstructed.
Appreciate you. By the way, for all the sneakerheads, my man has the dopest sneaker collection I've seen on any person or doctor out there. So what are you rocking today?
So today we're going with the original Air Jordan 1, but off-white. The Euro off-white, which are all white. Today I got on some blue laces with the off-white tag. So these are definitely up there as one of the favorites.
If you know, you know. If you don't, check it out on Instagram Live. We got the video up there right now. Appreciate you being with us, Dr. Rutland.
All right, thanks for having me. Take care. Good morning.
The Remix Battle with Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
All right, this is your chance to win a pair of tickets to have fun at Universal Studios Hollywood by guessing the name of the remix song based only on the lyrics. All right, you have 15 seconds to guess. Do not get swayed by the beat that DJ Majestic puts on there to trick you. DJ Majestic, you picked up an L yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You're winless so far this week.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Not too great, but as I said, I'm just being set up for the comeback, so I'll end the week with a winning record.
Veronica from Silmar, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Why do you think you're going to beat DJ Majestic today?
Oh, we practice every day, so I think we got it.
Practice makes perfect.
Yes. So you said we. Right. Do you have backup, Veronica?
I have backup. My little daughter Aviana. She's a pro. She knows every song.
See,
every day.
I feel when there's more than one person, we should cut the time in half.
Okay,
that's like,
Someone's whining yesterday. All right, check this out. If you don't win, Cynthia will automatically jack your tickets. Cynthia from Norwalk. Good morning. What do you want to say to Veronica?
Good morning and good luck, Veronica.
Wait, what?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I feel like she stopped herself. Like she was, it was like dot, dot, dot. Like she was going to say something sassy, but then didn't.
Okay. Veronica, here you go. 15 seconds to guess correctly based only on the lyrics. What's the name of the song? It is a We Can't Survive artist. All right, here it is. Whoa. Record time. Are you sure, Veronica?
Yeah, we're sure.
All right, what's the name of the song?
Havana by Camila Cabello.
Dang, that is correct.
Wow. We got some Camilizers in the car.
DJ Majestic got knocked out in 3 seconds.
They did it in like a third of the time, too. I can't say anything right now.
Yeah, we took that challenge.
Talk is back, Veronica. Thank you for listening. We love you.
Thank you. Oh my God, it's awesome.
Good job, Aviana. Cynthia from Norwalk. Good morning. Cynthia, are you still there?
Good morning. Yes.
You are so kind. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets as well to go to Universal Studios Hollywood, all right?
Oh my God, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yo, that remix was dope, though. Let's listen to it for a little bit. Camila Cabello will be at We Can't Survive. I love it. Chelsea, what you got coming up next?
So Rihanna's Fenty fashion show was yesterday in New York, and I've got the details on who was there, who performed, and how Rihanna made an entrance. I have so much FOMO, it's not even funny.
Details coming up next. Good morning.
The Chelsea Report.
So Rihanna had her Savage Fenty fashion show yesterday at New York Fashion Week, and it was an event. I feel like it's like the new Victoria's Secret fashion show.
It was at Barclays.
Yeah, Barclays.
Which is basically like Staples Center, but in Brooklyn.
Yes.
It's huge.
Huge. She had performances from Migos, DJ Khaled, Big Sean, A$AP Ferg, Fat Joe. Halsey premiered her new song Graveyard there. Some of Ree's famous friends also walked in the show. Gigi Hadid, Bella Hadid, Cara Delevingne, Normani, like did a little dance, walked in the show. Laverne Cox strutted her stuff in a hot pink leotard and heels, and while Migos was performing. Rihanna made two appearances in her show for her entrance. She showed up in this, like, all, it was so hot, this black lace number, and she was surrounded by dancers. She even did a little, like, dance routine herself. Other celebrities there, Diplo, Casey Musgraves, Kehlani.
Wow.
I mean, it was an event, and the whole thing, like, no, that obviously the celebrities couldn't have their phones out, so they were had to leave them, because I haven't seen any pictures from it at all.
Right.
But Amazon will actually stream the fashion show on September 20th, so we will be able to see it, just not yet.
That's probably why they can't release anything under those rights. Like, yo, that's cool. Amazon's paying her a crazy amount of money to be able to have the rights for this, so nobody best be pulling out their phone and leaking anything, right?
Yeah.
So, congratulations, Rihanna. I think she's hit another level. Yesterday we were talking about this. She's worth $600 million right now. And what she's doing with fashion, she's setting up generational wealth.
Oh, yeah.
Like for her kids to be set and good to go. This is going to be an event every year, man.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is like the Grammys right now.
Dude.
the list of people you mentioned.
And I think Victoria's Secret Fashion Show is no longer. Like,
you're
I think
right.
it's not happening anymore. So I don't know. I think she's on to something.
Good stuff.
All right, Ariana Grande has given us a first look and listen at her collab with Miley Cyrus and Lana Del Rey. It's for the Charlie's Angels movie. The song is called Don't Call Me Angel. It'll be out on Friday along with the music video. Here, there's a little bit of a teaser. It's very small, but I'm going to play it for you guys anyways.
Hey, that bass
there
came
it
in,
is.
I'm down. At first, it sounds like a song you would hear out of that clown movie,
Yes.
It. You know what I'm saying?
It's like a little traumatizing.
Yeah, but then it picks up, so that's cool.
But I'm excited to hear it. The video also, I don't know if the theme today is Victoria's Secret Runway Show, because the video looks like they're wearing angel wings, they're wearing kind of like lingerie, all walking kind of in a line together like it would be at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show as well. So that video comes out on Friday. I can't wait for this song, though. I'm so all about female collaborations,
love
and
it.
Like these three female artists are just so
top of the game.
Awesome. Yeah, so I'll keep you guys updated on that. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up at 8:06, we want to ask you what you would do in our girl Chelsea's wedding dilemma. I don't know, obviously it's not her wedding.
But obviously. Hey, come on now.
Chelsea,
I mean,
people would
still
be shocked if you're getting married this weekend.
Don't
obviously
doubt
it's
me.
Your friend. She's like,
it
I'll
could
do
be.
It. Watch.
It could be.
Right about now, we need you to help out our girl Chelsea. What would you do if you were in Chelsea's situation? She's going to a friend's wedding this weekend at a romantic beachfront resort in Northern California. And now she's having second thoughts about going sola like a chola, just all by herself. Or taking an ex fling with her. Chelsea, this is what shocks me. You were so committed about, I'm going by myself.
Yeah.
I don't need anybody. I'm good to go. Why are you having second thoughts?
And I was excited, too. I was all about the solo adventure. So the reason why I'm having second thoughts and kind of in my feelings is because my friend who's getting married called me the other day and was like, hey, look, I know you're planning on coming solo, but I just want to let you know we had someone drop out of the wedding or drop out as a guest, so
hopefully
we have an extra spot.
Hopefully not the girl.
Yeah, right. she's like, we have an extra spot. If you want to bring someone, like, you still can. I know it's last minute, but like there's that option. And so for me, so it just like got me thinking, and all of a sudden I'm like, okay. And I do have a 2-hour drive. I'm renting a car from San Francisco, driving to Timber Cove where the wedding is, 2-hour drive by myself. And then I was like thinking, I'm like, I don't know anyone at this wedding besides my friend who's getting married, and she's obviously going to be distracted. So I started getting these glimpses of me like at cocktail hour, just like the only single person, like just wandering around aimlessly, like trying to make conversation and like cheersing people awkwardly.
Right. Didn't your friend give you a stat of how many single people are going to be there?
Yeah, I think she said around 7.
only. Right? So the reach was really low.
Yeah. And then I also have this like really romantic Ocean View hotel room. Yeah. So there's that.
We saw pictures of that. It is super romantic.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm like, I got my feelings about it and I'm kind of annoyed that I'm even in my feelings about it because like I said, I was excited to have this like wanderlust, getting to know myself better trip. But yeah. And then, but then here's is the other thing. But I don't want to put pressure on this because this, but okay. So she, my friend also said, she's like, but other thing, if you do come solo, there is maybe going to be one cute single guy here that we think you might hit it off with. So there's that too. But like, I don't want to like put pressure on that situation.
Okay.
So anyways, I'm just, yeah, I just don't know. Like, should I just still go with my gut and do the whole solo thing? Or should I, am I, you know, might it be nice to have someone there with me?
An ex-fling situation.
Yeah.
Hit us up 877-971-HITS, call or text. Listen, I think you should go sola like a chola because you're that kind of boss. Don't overcomplicate things. Now, I do have this question. If you were to invite an ex-fling this weekend, would that mean he's going to be back on your roster or is he just pinch hitting for the weekend?
I think it would depend on how the weekend goes.
See, that's my issue with that. What? It's like, how do you expect to move forward and not keep crashing if you keep looking at the rearview mirror, Chels?
I know, but it's tough. Like, I don't know. It's tough out there.
Listen, I'll promise you this. If you go sola like a chola to this wedding,
okay,
I have a surprise for you for your two-hour drive.
Oh, my gosh. What?
All right? Only if you decide that you're going
to
go sola.
Wait, what? You have to tell me first.
I'll tell you coming up next. This is Señorita, Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello. Yes, Camila will be at our We Can't Survive at the Hollywood Bowl. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Help out our girl, Chels. Sola like a chola. Or an ex-fling. So we're going to your calls and texts. What should she do? Trina from Boma, are you team sola like a chola? Or should Chelsea bring an ex-fling?
Sola like a chola all the way.
Okay, what's your reasoning?
You need to spend this time just doing you.
Aww.
Literally and figuratively speaking.
Leave it all behind.
Come on, Edgar.
Yes, girl. Take your toy and have some fun and just do you.
Okay. I love this. It's very empowering.
Not a boy toy.
Yes, you need to. Because they'll always be, the exes will always be later. You can call them up if you need them later. But right now, go forward with yourself.
That's what I keep thinking, too. It's like, if I bring someone, then it's going to be about, like, me and him and, like, the night together. But I want it to be about meeting new people, right? And who knows who you could meet at a wedding.
And Trina, she's already moved on from all these ex-flings.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been listening for a long time.
Aw, you're so cute.
And in my mind, Trina, why are you going to bring that complication into your life again by taking them to this romantic weekend, right?
You're true. You're right.
Exactly. Take a toy. You'll be fine.
You're the best. Thank you so much. You have no idea how good this advice is to hear.
Love
Thank
you, Trina.
Right on. Have a great day.
Sarah from Redondo Beach is not team sola like a chola. She says you should bring an ex-fling. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Of course. I mean, it's always fun to go to a wedding alone, but if you have a 100% guaranteed, you know, way to clean the cobwebs, why not?
Excuse me, I did not have cobwebs down there, but thank you.
She almost started singing Itsy Bitsy Spiders straight up.
Oh my gosh.
Kill me. Yeah, but Trina just called in and said there are other ways to clean the cobwebs.
True.
There are, but you know, I mean, why not? Go in feeling comfortable, enjoy yourself, and who knows what'll happen. If you ditch him, you ditch him, and if you don't, great.
Okay.
I just can't get over cobwebs. Thank you so much, Sarah, for calling in.
Is that inappropriate?
No, I'm at a loss for words, to be honest.
Very appropriate. I mean, not that we know. I'm just saying, never mind. Love you. Have a great day. Bye.
Love you. Bye, guys.
All right, texts are coming in, Chelsea, from the 714. Chelsea, go sola like a chola to the wedding. It'll be good to decompress and spend some alone time with yourself. Get yourself a massage while you're out there, build your confidence up and just relax.
Okay.
And you never know. You might meet a cute guy.
You never know.
So, Chels, before we started this break, I told you that if you decided to go solo like a chola, DJ Majestic and I prepared a special gift for you.
Oh, no.
What are you going to decide, though?
What does that mean? I don't know if I want the gift, to be quite honest.
It's wrapped up and we're about to open it.
Oh, no. Okay. I mean, for me, I feel like I have to trust my gut on this one, and I think I'm going to go solo.
There you go.
You know, I feel like I'm a little nervous because I don't know what to expect, and like the idea of going into a situation that you don't know anyone is definitely uncomfortable, but at the same time, like, I've always been good at meeting new people, and so hopefully, I don't know, I think it'll be an adventure.
And it's very empowering to be on your own. You don't need anybody to
feel
good about what's going on. All right, time to open up your gift.
No, what's the gift?
For that two-hour drive along PCH from San Francisco up the coast, we made a playlist for you. that you can bump.
Oh my God. Am I going to be in my feelings?
No, absolutely not. Lover. Should be good right here. We Can't Survive artist Taylor Swift. And then a little throwback action. DJ and Jessica, come on. Word. All right, one last one, okay, for your playlist.
It's a good song, though.
It's a good one. Yes. Not bad about it. And it ain't no
It's like
a jam right there.
That's all you need, Chelsea.
Really appreciate
that's
it. You're always you thinking about me.
The Chelsea Report.
If there's one thing the Kardashians know how to do, it's break the internet.
Facts.
And Kylie did so yesterday with her recent post. She basically gave us a preview of her upcoming Playboy magazine shoot. In it, she's appearing in the Pleasure issue with her baby daddy, Travis Scott. And the photos she revealed yesterday, it basically shows her from the back. You can see her booty because she's nude and she's hugging Travis, who, while only wearing a cowboy hat, and Travis is also shirtless. I think he looks like he has pants on. But in the caption, she referenced their hometown, saying when Houston meets LA, and then tagged Playboy, saying the issue is coming soon. And it's coming out, I think, next week.
And they're in front of some trees, right? In that picture. Yeah. And I just want to give major props. I don't know if it is or not to Playboy. If those are peach trees, that was genius.
I was going to say, it looks like it's like an orchard of some sort, right?
Peaches grow on trees, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because then you're referencing the peach emoji.
Yeah.
That's her booty.
Now, has there ever been a time where the Kardashians have not broken the internet by not using their booty?
That's a really good question.
If anybody knows that answer, hit us up, 877-971-HITS. Text us. Thank you.
Speaking of Kylie, this is actually really scary. So surveillance footage from her house, from her backyard, shows a prowler roaming around. This week, this guy was in her backyard. It looks like he's like searching around the barbecue area, like looking probably for a key.
Right, because, you know, you usually leave like a spare key either, I don't know why we do this, under the mat or somewhere in the backyard.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what it looked like this dude was doing. He had like a backpack and like some cargo shorts. He almost looked like a tourist.
Yes.
Yeah.
He looked young too. Yeah. So he spent probably, you know, like a minute or two kind of creeping around. And after he couldn't get into Kylie's house, apparently he went straight to Kim and Kanye's, which is nearby.
Oh my gosh.
And he wasn't able to exactly get in their house, but he did get into like their mailbox area.
Right.
And then he was spotted by security. So he ran off. But it's just really eerie seeing this footage. We'll put it up on our Instagram, 97.1 Amp Radio. But like, yeah, wild.
What also makes you second guess these communities that they live in, which are super gated and guarded and all this other stuff, all kinds of crazy people be rolling up in there.
How does this happen when you have such top security, you know? And we hear it with like Taylor Swift's, it's happened to her a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Man, gotta get some new security guards.
Security!
That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Hey, we're Edgar and Chelsea. Good morning to you. This is crazy and it's gonna get you really upset. Ladies, there's a type of app that a lot of you use. My wife uses this as well. And you put in some very, very personal information in there. Stuff that nobody else knows and probably is not asking you. They don't want to know. But allegedly, according to the study that just broke out, these types of apps are releasing your personal information to Facebook. So let me tell you what it is. A new privacy rights study has revealed that period tracking apps, that time of the month, which are used by millions of you, are sharing information about your sex lives, your health with Facebook. In particular, they found that an app by the name of Maya Femme, M-I-A Femme, and Maya, M-A-Y-A, are the ones that have been seen sending this information to Facebook. Now, for a second, Chels, just think. What kinds of things are you inputting into this app on the daily?
Oh my gosh, it's so disturbing. It's very personal stuff. Stuff that you'd like write in your journal that you never want anyone to see. It's stuff like how heavy your flow is on your period, period symptoms. Like, are you having acne? Last time you had sex? When you're most fertile is being tracked, and also like your sex drive, like all this stuff that like idea of people seeing it is traumatizing.
These apps ask you what's your sex drive today?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, hold on. This just hit me right now. and they're sharing that with Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
What did Facebook just launch?
Dating. Oh my gosh.
A dating app.
It's so gross.
What if it starts matching you up depending on your sex drive that day with somebody else?
Gosh, stop.
Like, how bad do you want to get it today?
Or like a guy's really, you're going to know when a guy's like, yeah, we should really go out tonight. Tonight is the night. Like, let's go grab some coffee, some drinks. No, I don't know.
If it's your most fertile days, right. We ain't trying to go out that day.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.